I'm going to read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is Adi Lila, and the chapter is first chapter, called The Spiritual Masters. Bande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sanhoditao Goda Doye Pushpapanto Chitra Shandao Tamo Nudao. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Goda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Bande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Ishavatarakan Tat Prakasham Shatat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Samgyakam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord's incarnations, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primeval Lord Himself, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. What the Upanishads described as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of His body, and the Lord known as the Super Soul is but the localized plenary portion. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself, full with six opulences. He is the Absolute Truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to Him. Anarpitam charim charat karuna yavatirna kalo samarpayitum unadvala rasam sabhakti shriyam Hari Parata Sundra Duti Kandamba Sandipitaha Sadaridaya Kandres Puratu Vasachinandanaha. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, He has appeared in the age of Kali by His causeless mercy, bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Shri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. Radha Krishna Puranaya Vikriti Ladini Sakti Asmad Ekatma Navapi Bhuvi Puradeha Vedam Gatau Tau Chaitanyakyam prakatam aduna tad dravyam chaikyam aptam radha bhavaduti suvalitam naomi krishna srupam. Desiring to understand the glories of Radha's love, the wonderful qualities in Him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of His love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskya Dhyade Satarane. Today is the auspicious day of Rath Yatra. So of course, Rath Yatra is a day where we pull the chariot, Lord Jagannath is on the chariot, and we're dancing and chanting. So that's very good. We should also understand something about how things are connected together. It's not that we can pull anyone on the chariot, or we're going out for some exercise, Or Lord Jagannath has been cooped up for so long, and now he wants to get out and get some fresh air. He'd probably be disappointed if he tried to get it in London. But there is some meaning, and that meaning of Ratha Yatra will gradually be revealed to us as we make progress in devotional service. But one thing, of course, first we have to understand that we're not the body. That's always a good starting point in any discussion about Krishna consciousness, because without that, we can't really progress. Just I was thinking this song, if we can not take photos, that would be good, because otherwise, here it says, Patita, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. So here, the word is, my dear Lord Nityananda, you're full of Premananda, and then Sukhi. Sukhi, Su means very good, and Ka means space. So when there is no impediment, when there is no obstacle, when space is not closing in on us, when we feel free, that's called Sukhi. Even from the point of Ayurveda, when there is not good space in the body, then it's called a disturbance of Vata, and the result is pain, or Dukhi. Bad space is called Dukhi, painful, and good space is Sukhi, freedom. And that freedom comes when we're in Premananda. We get out of the material bodily concept of life. We can't be any more confined than we are in the body. Whatever body we have, that's our first confinement. Griha Ratanam. Griha means house. So the first house everyone lives in 8,400,000 species of life, is the body that we're in. And this body for the soul is a confinement. It's a prison. It restricts us. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says in the second canto, second chapter, Lord in the Heart, text number 35, that everyone is looking for the free light and the spirit. Everyone is looking for the freedom that we're not restricted by a material body. First of all, the problem with the material body, everyone knows, we've heard it often enough, one of the main problems is that it dies. And that wouldn't be so bad, except for the fact that before it dies, usually we're in great pain. It's called disease. So that's a problem. And the other problem is that after we die, we have to take another birth. And if the birth is not spiritual, then we're put into another prison. And while we get into the prison, we have to take birth, and that's very painful too. That's another, we go from one confinement to the next. But this particular confinement is in the womb of some other, if it's a human form of life, which is quite rare. But even there, you have to be packed up tight, bent like a bow, for 8 months. No Sunday feast. You're getting the remnants of your mother, and hopefully she's eating the Sunday feast. You can't breathe by yourself. It's very uncomfortable. Put yourself in a bag for a couple of days and get a little feel for it. Practice. And then in the meantime, in between old death and birth, or birth and death, there's old age. Gradually things get worse and worse. Everyone's looking for something getting better and better in the material world, but it gets worse. And then death, it can't get any worse. And then again, punat punas charvata charvananam, chewing the chew. So this is called dukkhi. At every stage, there's restriction, sometimes a little less restriction, and sometimes more restriction. So this is bad space for the soul. The soul, by nature, is free. He has no material restrictions. And Premananda, when he's, especially when his feelings of love are unrestricted, then he's in ananda, he's in bliss. He's actually feeling pleasure. So Krishna comes to this material world. His love is not restricted. His eternal associates are not restricted. Their relationship with each other is not, there's no material restriction. But we're restricted. And therefore, we have to follow the instructions of the Yuga Avatar. Every avatar, there's a Yuga Avatar that teaches the conditioned souls how to get out of their restriction and come to the unrestricted atmosphere of Vaikuntha or Goloka. If we want to make progress in every age, there is a method of making progress. So in this age, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishna Sangha Pangasra Parashadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayar Yantihi Sumeda Saha. Then in this age, Krishna is coming in a golden form, Krishna Varnam, or Varnam, it means, Varna means color, and Krishna, he's not blackish. Krishna Varna, his color is not blackish, it's golden. Or he's Varna, meaning he's vibrating. He's vibrating the name of Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishna Sangha Pangasa Parashadam. And he's surrounded by so many of his assistants. We have no means of directly approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to approach him through his assistants. Through his assistants, we can learn how to develop the same mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in. And by developing that mood, that's the way we enter into Vrindavan. Because wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Vrindavan, but in Vrindavan in the feelings of Viparalamba, of feeling separation. So that's the most intense feelings of Vrindavan, is the feeling of separation. Especially in the mood of Srimati Radharani, when she was feeling separation from Krishna, that's the most intense bliss. And to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there's his first expansion, Lord Nityananda, who's the original spiritual master. Through him, how to develop the service attitude is revealed. Progress in spiritual life doesn't mean, well, what it does mean is to develop a service attitude towards Lord Nityananda and ultimately towards his representatives. Because we can approach Lord Nityananda, Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayor, Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa. Therefore, we have to develop the service attitude towards Lord Nityananda and his representatives coming into Sipa succession. So what is the representatives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda coming into Sipa succession? This is revealed by the other members of the Panchatattva, Advaita Acharya. He was a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Although he's God himself, he had exemplary service towards both these personalities. And then we have Gadadhar in a certain mood of service. We have Srinivas in a certain mood of service. And then we have a whole line of acharyas, so many associates displaying different services to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, especially the six Goswamis, and especially since they've given us instructions systematically how to develop the service attitude. We have to see our progress in the development of service attitude, and service attitude has two different aspects. Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilnam Bhakti Uttama. Uttama Bhakti has two aspects. Namely, it has to be anukulya and anushilanam. Anukulyena, anushilanam. And it has to be for Krishna. So Krishna has to be the center. And the minimum, it has to be anukulyena. Oh, I'm sorry. Anushilanam means Krishna, he has his desire. Krishna knows exactly why he came to the material world. He doesn't become confused and get deviated. Sometimes we become confused for different reasons and we start doing different things that we know we're not supposed to be doing. Or at least we know they're actually not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna's representatives would like us to do. But Krishna doesn't get deviated. From the very beginning of his pastimes to the end, he knows exactly what to do at every moment, and he does that. Similarly, the liberated acharyas and the incarnations, they know exactly from the moment they appear what to do, how to do it. So this is called anukulyena, because sometimes we don't know what to do. And sometimes we do the wrong thing. If we don't know what to do, obviously we're going to do the wrong thing. One time I asked that to Srila Prabhupada. I said, Srila Prabhupada, if Krishna wants me to do something, or if Krishna doesn't want me to do something, how do I know what he wants me to do? And Prabhupada looked at me and started to laugh and said, he said, you know, you won't know what to do. You'll do the wrong thing. So if we don't know what Krishna wants us to do, then we have to find out from Guru, from Sadhu, from Shastra. And when it becomes clear, just like the sun is clear, then we'll know exactly what to do. And then we can do that with anukulyena in an attitude which is favorable. Beginning with reverence, respect, appreciation, enthusiasm, love, whatever you want to call it, whatever we're able to manifest. Then, anyabhilasita shunyam jnana karma diravritam. So, anyabhilasita, the shunyam, bilasita, anya bilasita shunya. This desire, or whatever desire, should be shunyam. There should be no other desire other than to please Krishna. Not only should it be anukulyena, in a favorable attitude, but uttama bhakti is without any other desire other than to please Krishna. That is, become a perfect servant. And jnana karma diravrita. So jnana karma. Karma means, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? Do we have, at least in the Vedic conception, there is the attitude of duty. Of course, we say we don't, you know, we're not Shudras, we're not Vaishyas, we're not Kshatriyas, we're not Brahmanas, we're none of these things. We're spiritual beings. And therefore, our main service, for those who can understand the difference between matter and spirit, their main service is to find out what Krishna and Krishna's representatives want us to do. That's Swadharma. Our Swadharma is to know what Krishna wants us to do through his representatives. And if we don't do anything else than that, that's called anyabhilasita shunyam and anukulyena. So anushilanam, if we don't do anything besides that, we do exactly what we're supposed to do, that's our duty. And jnana, karma, jnana, that is, we don't speculate while we're doing our activities. We know, we see things with a spiritual vision. These are all Krishna's servants. I am also Krishna's servant. I'm doing this as a service to Krishna. As soon as we don't have a transcendental vision, then we have a mundane vision. If you have a camera and you're taking a photo, then as soon as the lens closes, you can't see anything. So Maya means we can't see anything, or we don't see things clearly. And as soon as we stop seeing things transcendentally, that means Maya has put her shutters on us. So what is that vision? Is it very complicated? No, it's very simple. But Maya makes everything complicated, so it sounds complicated because we're complicated. Or even it sounds simple, it usually sounds too simple. Krishna, he owns everything. So that's quite a broad statement. How is it possible someone can own everything? And Krishna, everything is meant for Krishna's enjoyment. And only by recognizing those two things can we do whatever we're doing can be beneficial for ourselves or anyone else. As soon as we forget that, whatever we're doing is not beneficial for ourselves and it's not beneficial for anyone else. No matter how much it may be glorified in the material estimate of conditioned souls, but ultimately it won't bring us the real freedom, the real happiness we're looking for, the actual awareness we're looking for. Or, if that's too complicated, then Chanakapanja says, Matri vat paradareshu para lostros makanshan lostravat atmavat sarabhuteshu yakpashiti sapanditaha. So, to look at everything and seeing it as garbage on the street. We may not know exactly who it belongs to. We haven't met Vishnu. We haven't met Krishna. But at least we know it doesn't belong to me. And if I touch it, if I want to get it for myself, then we know Maya is going to burn us. We're stealing and Maya will chastise us. As soon as we turn our heads away from reality, then japatiya dare, then Maya will slap us. And matri vad paradare shu, to see every lady as being one's mother, or like one's mother, and every man to be like one's son, except for the wife and except for the husband. That is, for the men, they see every lady except for their wife to be just like their mother, and every lady sees every man except for her husband to be just like her son. Because if we're not thinking like that, then at once this is the basis of our proprietorship. There are two things that we want to lord it over. One of them is what we're eating. This is now I'm going to enjoy. And the other is we get empowered and then we want to create my own little Vaikuntha planet. And we're looking for the goddess of fortune or for Narayan. Or that's the normal. So that's the material illusion, that's what it's all about. Very simple. We may have volumes of philosophy, but ultimately that's what it describes. Something to eat and creating a Vaikuntha planet where we can sleep, mate, and defend. Therefore, that vision has to be there. Otherwise, there's no entrance into anything else in Krishna consciousness. But with that firmly there, at least we try to do part of that, or if not all of it, do something favorable for Krishna, think favorably about Krishna, and then gradually, the Uttama Bhakti will manifest itself. Or if we can just concentrate our minds, even for a few moments, in the attitude of service, Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayara, that I'm a servant of the servant of Krishna, and therefore whatever these five potent activities, especially chanting the holy names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or other literatures such as Chaitanya Charitamrita, worshipping the deities and associating with the devotees in the attitude of service, or creating a spiritual atmosphere or living in a spiritual atmosphere, that spiritual atmosphere is also created by preaching, by bringing the holy names into the street. That creates, that's the temple, creates the whole world into a temple, the universe. So with these potent activities, if we can have the right attitude, even for a few moments, then we can experience bhava or ecstasy. And that bhava or ecstasy is what purifies us and raises us to a higher platform of Krishna consciousness, and enlightens us and enlivens us and has us inspired to try to make further progress in devotional service. Unless we become enlivened and enlightened in devotional service, why will we stay in devotional service? Why will we want to make further progress? And what is that progress? It's ultimately to become a better and better servant of these instructions coming down into civil succession. And in that service, what is it? What is the wind up? What is some of the pure manifestations of this literature and that service attitude? We have Lord Jagannath in Dwarka. Lord Jagannath is Krishna. I once asked Srila Prabhupada, when I became a pujari in 1969, I became the first head pujari. I was the only pujari, that's why they made me the head pujari. And I asked Prabhupada, who came to Buffalo that year, I said, who are these deities, Lord Jagannath? I think I knew his name. So he said, he's Krishna. So I said, oh, that's very good. I wasn't quite sure who I was worshipping. But Lord Jagannath is Krishna, but Krishna in the mood of feeling intense separation from Vrindavan. He's in Dwarka, which is not a bad place to be, but he's not happy there because he wants to be in Vrindavan because the pastimes are so sweet, the love there is so sweet, he's always feeling separation from Vrindavan while he's in Dwarka. Therefore, he wants to go back to Vrindavan. And when he comes to Kurukshetra, as he came 5,000 years ago, then his guru, who is Srimati Radharani, who teaches him how to enjoy loving pastimes, the attitude of service and love. Love means service. So Krishna is very much interested in love. That means he's also interested in service. So Srimati Radharani is bringing him back to Vrindavan. She wants him to come back to Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani and the gopis are inspiring him to go back to Vrindavan. Of course, Lord Jagannath is in Vrindavan feeling separation, but he also wants to practically go to Vrindavan. And indeed, Krishna in Dwarka, at times he does go back to Vrindavan. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and she's taking Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is such that there is no place where the mood of love is more intense than in Vrindavan. Therefore, Krishna can only be fully satisfied in Vrindavan because, as ourselves, we can know. Only if we feel fully loved can we be fully satisfied. If we had a huge palace and all the equipment that we desire, and we had everything, but we had no one else was there but ourselves, we feel rather lonely. If you want to torture someone, then put them in solitary confinement. If you're distributing books on the street and some person who's unfavorable comes up to you and shouts at you, it's rather painful. But if someone walks by and just ignores you as if you don't exist, in one sense, it's even more painful. So everyone wants to have some relationship, favorable relationship, and the most favorable relationship is love. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, a one is able to see everything equally, jnana, vijnana, triptatma, kutastha, vijitendriya, yuktichite yogi, samalo, strasmakanshanaha. Person's in transcendence when he gives up his trying to dominate the material nature. And he sees everything, whether it be pebbles, stones, or gold, the same. He's not drawn down to material consciousness. He's able to remain in the Brahman conception. But even higher than that, sarinmitya udasinama dhyasa dvesha bandishu sadushva pichapapeshu samabhudir vishishate. A person's even higher when he sees everyone, well-wishers, friends, enemies, pious, impious, indifferent, impartial, everyone with an equal mind. He sees vidyavanaya sampane brahmani gavi hastini shuni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshanaha. He sees Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan, and he sees the soul, and he sees a relationship. He sees the whole world as a pastime between Krishna and the souls. He doesn't see this world as outside a transcendental pastime with Krishna. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling great separation from Krishna, and he's seeing all these living entities are also suffering due to separation from Krishna, and therefore he's also inviting them to come back to Vrindavan with him, as he's bringing Krishna to Vrindavan, who's feeling separation. So simultaneously, he's inviting all the souls in this world to join him in this Rath Yatra, to come along with him and Lord Jagannath, and actually be in Vrindavan. Because it is not that Lord Chaitanya had to physically bring Lord Jagannath to Vrindavan, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in the role of Srimati Radharani, when Lord Jagannath is there in the role of Krishna feeling separation from Vrindavan, that's the highest Vrindavan. As they say in the material world, it can't get any better. And anyone who's participating, they're also in that atmosphere of Vrindavan to some degree or another. They're actually witnessing Vrindavan in action. 5,000 years ago, Krishna and the gopis were engaged in the rasa dance, and it lasted, according to the gopis' estimate, just a few moments. One small night. That night, of course, was 4,300,000,000 years. For us, it would be rather long. If you were seated at a dentist chair and they were just about to drill, and they said, oh, don't worry, it's just going to be just 4,300,000,000 years, and it'll all be over. And I notice you have around 32 teeth, and we'll just drill very slowly because it's going to take some time. But for the gopis, it was just like a very brief period of time. They were so much in ecstasy that time went so quickly. And that rasa dance, as they say, they wrote one song, I could have danced all night. Well, they definitely dance all night, the night of Brahma. So similarly, we're not gopis. Well, I don't know what you are, but we might be gopis. We might be cowherd boys. We might be father and mother of Krishna. We might be a blade of grass. Whatever we may be, but we have an opportunity to assist in the rasa dance or engage in the rasa dance. It is not that the blades of grass and the rasa dance, of course the blades of grass in Goloka, they can also dance, so there's no impediment. They generally don't dance externally because it would be rather strange. The mood of Vrindavan is the mood of an ordinary village. And in an ordinary village, there's ordinary activities. No one feels themselves to be that superior. It's rather, if you go to a village nowadays, or you tell someone, what kind of work do you do nowadays? Well, I herd cows. I go, oh, too bad. I'm a cowherd boy. Really? What happened? Did you ever go to school? You dropped out of school, right? So it is not usually considered a very prestigious position, working in a village, being a cowherd boy. It's rather humble. But the relationships there are rather straightforward and rather open. No one has any false prestige in a village, or normally the false prestige is rather diminished. Therefore, it's an atmosphere where openness is rather open. There's no limit to the openness. Everyone can approach Krishna there very simply, very easily. Krishna is very easily approachable. And there everyone loves Krishna because he's so attractive. Everyone wants to approach Krishna. No one is thinking that, you know, oh, Krishna's gone away. I hope he stays away, you know, a couple of days because, you know, I need a break. I've been serving him for so long. It's been practically eternity now. And I wish he can stay away because, you know, I've been cooking every day for him for eternity. So give me, you know, a couple of days of Brahma off. No, everyone is more and more anxious because Krishna is every moment more and more attractive. No one can bear his separation even for a moment. And indeed, even when Krishna apparently is not present, he's more than present in his bhava form in Goloka. In the feelings of separation, then Krishna manifests himself before the devotee within his heart. Therefore, Vrindavan is the best atmosphere for the loving reciprocations. And there, the main opulences are the flowers, and the flowers are all in the mood of unalloyed love, Madhurya Rasa. Their sweetness, the flowers of that is Madhurya. The humming of the bees who participate in the Rasa dance, the flowers, the trees, the grass, everything is in Madhurya Rasa. Although apparently they're in different rasas during the rasa dance, but they're all in the same, that rasa is so intense, they're all in the same ecstasy of love for Krishna, in the mood, especially Srimati Radharani and her followers. So that same mood is manifested when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are performing kirtan, and it becomes the most intensely manifested in that bringing Krishna and the living entities back to the spiritual world and the Rath Yatra ceremony. Where Krishna is feeling separation from Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani is feeling separation, and anyone who comes into that atmosphere of separation, then one comes into the rasa dance by performing Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. And of course, when the separation is there, Krishna is thinking of the rasa dance, Srimati Radharani is thinking of the rasa dance, and by thinking of the rasa dance, all the participants in the rasa dance are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principal associates who are performing the rasa dance in their other form and their spiritual form as gopis or other forms are there. And all of us are also there. Therefore, it's a great opportunity to enter that mood of separation in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates who are bringing us back to the spiritual world. So, of course, it is all very esoteric in one sense, but the key to enter into that spirit is the key of just service. Service to the servant of Krishna, the servants of the servants of Krishna. We choose the best servant to become our guide, the best servant who's brought Krishna consciousness all over the world, of course, is Srila Prabhupada. There can't be, or there won't be in this Kali Yuga, any better servant than Srila Prabhupada, or at least he's established the foundation how universal this Krishna consciousness movement is, and he's brought people from all over the world. Maybe if some follower of Srila Prabhupada can bring people from all over the universe, then they may be, you know, Jagat Guru, at least on an equal level to Prabhupada. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Balabhacharya, because Sridhara Swami is our original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, if you think you're better than if you don't listen to the Swami, you don't follow the Swami, then I think you're a prostitute. Because Swami also means husband. So when Balabhacharya said, I think that I've written a better commentary than Sridhara Swami, because Sridhara Swami, he speaks in his commentary according to some relativities, according to mundane time and circumstances, therefore my commentary is even more transcendental. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Balabhacharya, I think, or actually in the assembly in general, I think that anyone who doesn't listen to the Swami is a prostitute. So Prabhupada is the basis in this age, or at least Prabhupada said in the next 10,000 years. And it's everyone's duty to try to understand what Prabhupada is giving us so we actually become connected with our disciple succession. Prabhupada was fully connected, and if we want to become fully connected, it'll be through the instructions he's given us. No one can write better instructions than our six Goswamis, our previous Acharyas, and it's coming to us in the most dynamic way, because Prabhupada took people from all over the world with so many conceptions of life and brought them into the line of disciple succession, coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the six Goswamis and the Panchatattva. Therefore, it's our duty to try to understand what Prabhupada wants and what ultimately what our Acharyas want, what Krishna wants, through his instructions, and we can do that through Prabhupada's followers also. As much as they've understood, as much as they are following, then they can guide us to help connect us with Prabhupada and our disciple succession. Indeed, that's what Prabhupada was doing. He was connecting us. So our present devotees, all of us, we're supposed to connect each other and others into that line of disciple succession. So this service is so nice that even we can connect people by just going down the street, chanting Hare Krishna, and pulling the cart. And of course, there'll be different degrees according to how much we're chanting in full transcendental ecstasy. If we're chanting or remembering the previous Acharyas, remembering the instructions of Prabhupada, and through them we're being connected with the six Goswamis, the Panchatattva, the feelings of separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dancing in separation from bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan, if all these things are in our consciousness in full spiritual ecstasy, obviously people are going to take a little notice. They'll become infused with a little bit of this ecstasy also, and they'll want to come back to Vrindavan also with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. Great opportunity for all of us, different levels. Even we're unconscious. Lord Jagannath is not unconscious. The holy name is not unconscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be there. They're all fully conscious. And even if we're not very conscious, just by that association, if we just leave ourselves a little open to hearing and chanting, we go there, we won't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, what happened yesterday. We just become a little open to the transcendental mercy that's being delivered there, then we can also take part in this very intense transcendental reciprocation between Radha and Krishna during the Rath Yatra ceremony. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. What language do you speak? Which language do you speak?
Italian.
Italiano. Molto bene.
Kaviraj Das Goswami, disciple of Narottam Das Thakur, and for the disciple succession that we are following is coming from that branch. So I was wondering, after being the birth of so many Vaishnavas, those times, only that branch remain actually. In one sense,
this branch is certainly the most powerful branch because it's coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's coming from Prabhupada, who is able to exhibit the greatest amount of spiritual potency, which means that he was the most transparent to the actual desire of his spiritual master and to the disciple succession. Because that desire is exactly that, to bring Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agai Guruhana Tari Desh. Whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna, and that way you become guru and deliver this world. Ya idam paramam guyam mad bhaktesh vabhadashuti Bhakti Mayi Puram Kritva Mame Vaishatya Samashaya. Then this world, one who preaches my message, devotional service is guaranteed, and then he'll come back to me. Then this world, no servant is more dear to me than him, nor will there anyone be more dear. So Prabhupada was able to display that by giving pure Krishna consciousness, as was being delivered by the previous acharyas, to encourage people to engage in Krishna's service. Only for Krishna and what Krishna wants. That's all Prabhupada gave us. Just for Krishna and exactly what Krishna wants. So Prabhupada was able to do that in so many varieties of way that he was obviously fully empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do that and by Krishna. Others may also have part of the story, but none of them had such a full, complete understanding. So the powerhouse can light up, 100-watt bulb. It can also light up a 10-watt bulb. They're both bulbs. They're both getting power from the powerhouse, but not to the same degree, that's all. So we want to get the full degree, then we take shelter of the full manifestation. We're going to get the full power, then we have to follow the instructions of those who have the full power, such as Prabhupada. Anything else? Otherwise, we're supposed to, we can go till 9 o'clock, so we'll sit here for 5 minutes in silence. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. I was wondering, Srila Prabhupada, we were speaking about the kirtan and going on Harinam and chanting. Then we have this Mahavakya from Prabhupada about the Brihad Madanga, and how book distribution is like a bigger Madanga. How can we, if we're doing book distribution today, what can be our meditation? You know, if we're not able to jump in there.
That is chanting. Because the books are the name, the form, the quality, and pastimes of Krishna. That is the holy name. There's no difference between the books and the holy name. So we're also, these books are the same thing. As we're chanting Hare Krishna, and by the meditation, as we make advancement in devotional service, gradually we remember not only, we remember the previous acharyas, then we'll also remember, through the previous acharyas, we remember the six Goswamis and their instructions, and through their instructions we remember the Panchatattva and how to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appropriately, so we actually enter into his mood and therefore feel the intense separation that he was feeling from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So that's what these books are all about. Without these books, we won't know how to chant Hare Krishna, to actually enter into that mood. And if we understand these books, then we'll be in that mood, whether we're distributing the books or we're chanting Hare Krishna. And it's not only we're chanting Hare Krishna to go back to Vrindavan, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is having us chant Hare Krishna, not only that we go back to Godhead, to Vrindavan, but all these other living entities go back to the spiritual world also. So book distribution is just another form of kirtan, of the Sankirtan, inviting others to come back to the spiritual world. It's kirtan. Every word we're speaking is actually as good as the holy name if it's actually in that mood of trying to bring them back to the spiritual world through these books, getting them to participate in the Sankirtan movement. Prabhupada said, in one sense, it's just like Srimati Radharani and her friends, the gopis, they're always trying to bring other gopis that Krishna can, thinking that this other gopi will make Krishna happier than I can make Krishna happier. So it's the same mood, thinking that, let me bring this other soul back to Krishna. Krishna will be even more happy. I can do some service, but if I try to, the best service I can do is to try to bring this other soul back to Godhead. And Krishna will become more happy with me and become very happy with his soul also. It's actually doing the mission of Krishna. Krishna is happy to see us go back to the spiritual world, and he's even happier when we're trying to not only go back to the spiritual world, but bring others also. That's actually the mood of the spiritual world. So, it's 9 o'clock. Thank you very much. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavata Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Sri Jagannath Rathiyacha Kijai.
Sonas Pralananda Maharaja Kijai.